Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
Conditions have been really dry. We're at the start of a third year, which could be a very dry one for California. We're still in a drought. And this is really what sets a drought. It's not just all summer it doesn't rain, which it normally doesn't. It's what happens all winter long. And more importantly, what happens with the snowpack. Last winter we had good storms in January and February, and then it just stopped snowing completely in March. So our hope for this year is that what we've seen over the last couple of weeks keeps going like it normally should, and maybe we can have an entire season rather than just half of one. That would be some good news.
Would one nice wet winter be enough to reverse the situation, though?
I would say that right now our numbers and our look at the hydrology would suggest that if we had a really good, you know, average strong year, average to above average year, at least as much as we would normally see historically, that would help the North State reservoirs probably come up back toward normal. There are still some supply concerns south of the Delta because of pumping restrictions and regulations and whatnot and getting that supply places. However, the ground has been so dry after these last couple winters, that's a tough thing to model. How much of that snowpack do you lose into the dry ground? And last year, our runoff at the end of the season was only 57% of normal, and the year before that was only 53% of normal. So, well, if you looked at it just, you know, figuratively, you know, numbers on the spreadsheet, you could say hopefully one, you know, good year would put us back to normal. But it's still too soon to say whether that, you know, really happens at the end of the year.